The days of summer are numbered, and in New Orleans, where commentator Andre Cadrescu lives, already there is a hint of fall in the air.
Most of you, used to big, fat, red and yellow leaves and brisk winds smelling of apples, wouldn't recognize it. But here in the deep, deep south, in the dreamy mud of the river bend at New Orleans, we do know it. It's only a change in the light, a knife blade thin change from bright white to reddish. It's only a sweat drop's difference in dryness, enough to bring glad news to skin resigned to endless discomfort. It's only a sudden spurt of a playful breeze coming in on top of a river wavelet all the way from Illinois. It's also those signs devised by humans to signal the turning of the year. The corner drugstore full of nice-smelling new school supplies and swarms of kids in crisp uniforms chattering at the bus stop. There is a surge of buoyancy, or maybe just a reflex, in the manner, if not the result, of somnolent bureaucrats in city offices. Elsewhere in the country where the efficient Americans live, offices are crackling with energy. The phones are ringing, tens are admired, files fly. Here we get only a degree of such admirable action. Still, it's enough to know that autumn is here. Your cornucopia is our shadow of a smile. It is said that all of America's work is done after Labor Day until Thanksgiving. It's a wonder we are still such a productive country. Other places must be much like New Orleans, where we wallow in saints and feasts and festivals and are continually amazed by the steaming of the earth and the wild proliferation of life. We work only at recognizing the awesomeness of the universe, which is a job too. People elsewhere produce. We exalt, admire, celebrate, reproduce. And now is such a time, though it's only a hint. In the subtle gradation of light, which to the coarse senses would seem no more than a flicker, we find a plethora of stunning revelations. Makes you want to dance, or at least begin thinking of the autumn balls and this year's mask.
Andre Cadrescu is editor of Exquisite Corpse, a journal of books and ideas.